and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 292. How are we all doing? I might have known. Jonathan's in first. He's starting the year off well, isn't he? Starting strong. Hello, Jonathan. CQ, CQ, Deb. Happy New Year to everyone, to one and all, Jonathan. Was it a good New Year's Eve party? Did you rave? I got an email, you know, from the parish secretary, all about the newsletter, church newsletter. And she said, I presume you're having a rave for New Year. Yeah. No. There was a lot of fireworks, though, wasn't there?
I went to bed just after midnight.
He did. Bless him.
Yeah. Because I'm old.
Jonathan wasn't there when Deb was signing in. Jonathan and his monkeys. Those little emojis always remind me of you, Jonathan. No, don't know anybody else who uses them. Oh, Deb's had a good start. That's fantastic. Went to bed at 3 a.m. It was a little bit later than that today. I don't think I got to bed till about 7:30, did I?
Something like that.
It was nice. It was quiet. It was peaceful. I was getting on. Which was very different to the rest of the day, wasn't it, Mike? If it could go wrong, it has gone wrong today. But, you know, I thought to myself, let's get it over with. Early doors. Is the show ready? No. It's the short version of that. Will it be ready by 9? Well, we're going to try something new. So it could be the shortest show in living memory. In which case, Jonathan would get a point, wouldn't he? But I feel the show should be a certain length for anybody to get a point. But anyway, I digress. We're going to try something. So if it all falls over, it will be the shortest show in living memory. And if that happens, we're all blaming Jonathan because it was his idea. But we'll see how that goes.
And the thing I wanted to show, I can't show.
Can't you?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't have access to it.
So your bit's gone.
No, this was a bonus bit.
Oh, it was the bonus ball.
It was a bonus ball.
Never mind. Hello, Paul. How is the 2nd of January? Is it looking any better? Yeah, we were kind of dragged into it. There was lots of fireworks. There was lots of fireworks for about 6 hours. And then at midnight, it went crazy. I goes outside to let the new year in. Mike said to me, do not get accosted by the neighbour like every other year. Absolutely drunk as a skunk, she is, usually. So I said, I'm not going out till the death. So I literally went out with like 10 seconds to go. Gets outside, stood there with all the stuff you're supposed to bring in, the bread and the coal and the whiskey and the money. And you should have seen me, I look like a bag lady. So I crept outside ever so quietly and I looked round, not a living soul. Not a living soul. But at the stroke of midnight, which I could see on my watch, had my phone upside down. Couldn't find a way to see the seconds. So I had to use the watch. Anyway, I could see the seconds on the watch. The watch went mental at midnight. And all of a sudden, there was all these explosions of fireworks from all over the place. So I think people were very glad to see the back of 2020. Of course, we don't know what 2021 is going to bring yet, do we? But they were very happy. So came in. Kissed Mike, gave him all the stuff and disappeared back upstairs. Lola decided that 10 seconds to midnight, she was desperate to potty. She had to get out. She was doing the potty dance at the back door. And we said, Lola, you can't go out until Mummy's come back in. She wasn't impressed. Anyway, you're still with us, aren't you? You're still here today looking around.
Then she went out and watched the fireworks.
Yeah, she didn't want to come back in then because there was fireworks happening. But she had already had about 4 hours. She wandered into the bedroom, came out of the bedroom in complete disgust because the electric blanket wasn't on. Marched up and headbutted Mike's chair as though, come on. He goes in, turns the blanket on, she gets on the bed and that was it for 4 hours. She's had a ball. She's had a very, very good day. Right, what has everybody else been up to? Jonathan had a glass of wine and enjoyed a book and fireworks from your flat. A very sensible sage boy you are, Jonathan. That's the way to do it. Hello, Anthony. Oh, Deb had fireworks. Were they yours or was it other people burning money close to you? Because Mike said, it's like the national debt here. 6 hours solid. Can you imagine how much that must have cost? I don't think it was one person. I think it was an entire cacophony of people because they were coming from all around. At the front of the house, we'd had quite a lot, but when Lola was in the back, they were at the back as well. But all told, people were very glad to see the back of 2020.
Right.
Lola enjoys fireworks.
Happy New Year to you, Anthony, as well. Barney was barking his head off. Lola wasn't bothered, was she?
No, you enjoyed fireworks.
Not in the slightest bit bothered. But when she got out and saw them, then she wanted to stand and watch them. That's what Maya used to do. Just stand in awe and watch. Absolutely barking.
Do you want hot water?
Yes, Jonathan, we're going to try the 1080p. If this all comes crashing down, it's going to be your fault. We'll see you next week. And you get a point deducted for silly suggestions. The issue with 1080p, I've got a slide. Now, I only threw it in a slide because I needed a table when we were testing it. It is a living nightmare. But fingers crossed. Like, I can't say any more than fingers crossed. We did do a test. It did work. It did stress the machine more than 720, which is to be expected. We did have the video on. But who knows what will happen when there's loads of people watching as well. I have no idea, but we will try it. If it is a total calamity, email Jonathan with your displeasure. That's all I'll say. Yes, Johnny's fireworks are fabulous. And Jonathan went on another big walk. Media City. Oh, do you know Media City and close by Jonathan has a very special place in our heart, Mike and I. We were mates at this stage. And he said, shall we go for a drink after the match? This wasn't in terms of let's go dating. It was just let's go for a drink after the match. And we went to a place on the Keys called the Key House. And Media City wasn't there. It was a wasteland. We got to this pub and further than that pub. Well, actually, it's I think it's a restaurant. Thing, pubs downstairs, but the rest of it just wasn't there. So whenever we think of Media City, we think of this barren wasteland that we sat and looked at out of the window before Mike even had my phone number. I actually gave Mike my phone number. Now you know what I'm like, but I did. So yeah, we love Media City. So let's have a look where Jonathan has been. All over Media City, probably. Right, let's have a look. Did you go past the Key House? Let me try and work out where on earth I'm looking at. Trafford Wharf Road. Right, is that the top or the bottom? I'm trying to work out where the Key House is. Did you see it, Jonathan? Did you see the Key House? I'm trying to see where it would be there. Booths. Do I know where Booths is? I'm trying to spot a road that I know. You went round every key, Jonathan. Wow. Let's have a look. I'm not sure. I can't tell from that where it is. It could have been on the other side. I don't know. Did you see it? Let me know, Jonathan. You have total faith, do you? We'll see how that goes. I think it'll be quite foggy tomorrow. We've not had any more snow yet, but it's very cold. Very, very cold. Jonathan's never heard of a dog actually enjoying fireworks. Maya did. Lola's the same. Must be a Samoyed thing. Or they're just incessantly nosy. Anything going on and they want to watch. Now, Maya would bark more than Lola. But Lola was just stood there mesmerised. And Maya would go out every year. There was one year really early on when he didn't know that they were in the sky. And that he could stand and look at them. He could hear them. And then he's like looking around, well, where's the noise coming from? That year, he jumped on the fence. So we got a double gate at the back. And he could jump up and put his paws on it. To be honest, he could have cleared that gate if he'd have known. But he didn't know he could. So he jumped up and his paws were on it. And he was like stretching to try and see into the sky. After that, he realised he could lounge on the floor and watch it. And that's what he did. Barking mad. So when Lola wanted to go out, the fireworks had literally just gone absolutely crazy. And she was the same. So I could hear Mike saying, come on, in. She was having none of it. Oh, Oh, bless her little cotton socks. So cute. Right, I'm going to see if the key house is still called the key house, and if it is, where it is. Let's have a look. Is it still there? Right, it is, apparently. Is it in there? It says... No! What on earth? The key house is returning a block of flats. That's absolutely bizarre looking. Beautiful on the inside. What were they thinking on the outside? Take a look at that. You ever seen that building, Jonathan? Because I'm glad to say I haven't. Oh, what's going on here? We need new rules for 2021. What would they be, Kim? Are they more arduous or less arduous? Declare me the winner and start again. Well, I guess we could do that. But we need to draw these rooms up very, very, very carefully. Oh, I need to add a champion cup to the homepage and start afresh. They don't put the prices on. You wonder why. Let's have a look at that one. Let's grab that. There we go. That building's bizarre, isn't it? Bizarre. New homes for sale. Number one at Old Trafford. Where's that, I wonder? Is there a... Oh, I do like the kitchen. That... if it's called number one Old Trafford, I wonder if they've built it where the insurance buildings used to be. Wouldn't it be a good idea to put a flaming map up there so we can see where they are? Oh, hang on. No, that's not a map.
This property is no longer available.
Yes, I know. That's the one I put up there. I'm looking for where this number one Old Trafford thing is. That's Hotel Football, close to Old Trafford there. So if they're the ones that are lit up, that's where Sam Platz used to be, Mike. So this number one Old Trafford was built on the Sam Platz site, right, by the look of it. Ooh, that Liverpool warehousing thing. I went in there with my dad and a load of guys who'd just come back on a ship. And they let me try their hats on. Oh, I remember that. I can only imagine how much they are, given where they are. But, you know, Old Trafford, when I was a kid, was not the best place to live, and now it costs an absolute fortune. I was born about a mile and a half away from there. About a mile and a half away from Old Trafford. And it really was born there, not in a hospital. No, Mum wasn't having none of it. You know my mother. Her biggest fear was that she'd get the wrong child given to her. Clearly, though, I was born at home, so definitely she didn't get the wrong one. And you're the spit image of your mother and father, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've got your mum's hair, only a lot more of it. And you look like your dad. So I don't think she came home with the wrong one. Right, I was trying to find the address of the key house, Mike. Can you remember which road it was on in... near Media City?
No.
Because I'm trying to compare it with where Jonathan has been walking. Right, there's got to be some logical way to work this out. Hang on. Right, if we go from Old Trafford, I know the way from Old Trafford. So we would go over that bridge, wouldn't we? And we'd go up to, and it would be that there. Oh, it's now called Harbour City.
170,000 is the starting point.
Ouch.
For a 250-year lease.
Was it off Broadway? It wasn't, was it? The key house. There it is, key house. Right, is that the key house or another key house? Because I don't remember it being that close to the water. But either way, it's incredibly close to where Jonathan went trotting today, enjoying his little self. So I'm looking at your map and this map, and this map slightly upside down to your map. So you were very close to the first place Mike and I went to have a drink together. The night he got my phone number. You're going to tell them what you wrote it down on?
A Shell...
It was Esso.
An Esso token, I think. Is Esso still around?
Do Esso still do tokens? When you went in and you got your petrol, you used to get like a couple of tokens depending on how much you'd spent. You collected them together and then you got a set of glasses. Is this before your time, Jonathan? You'd have been three when we met. So you got these tokens, and obviously you guarded these tokens with your life because that meant you got toys like glasses and things. But Mike sacrificed one to take my phone number on. Can you imagine, Mike? It was pre-mobile phones. It was pre-PDAs. It literally was. I've got a pencil and this voucher. So can you put it on there? Oh.
Anyway, I've got a funny story.
Where you go.
My mum messaged me last night and said Outlook stopped working.
Oh, this is a classic.
And it means I can't get my mail on my phone.
So we're looking at each other already going...
And that box keeps popping up. Now, the box that keeps popping up has been popping up for about 10 years. Yes.
Have you arrived?
So this was even before I gave her my other laptop. And it's something to do with credentials. So a couple of months ago, I logged in to her machine and I removed anything that said Outlook from the Windows Credential Manager, and that seemed to solve it. She could log into TalkTalk website and see her mails, but she couldn't see her mails in Outlook or in the mail app on the phone. And I'd taken about 20 minutes or so going through all these things, and I knew nothing had changed. She'd spoken to TalkTalk helpline and they'd said, oh, we don't deal with Outlook.
Isn't it great when you just say, no, not helping you with that?
And in the end, I said to her, it must be something they've changed at their end. You know, I changed all the port numbers, but they were actually all the same as they were, so nothing needed changing, no ticks needed adding to boxes, so, you know, SSL for security and all that. So I said, I'll sort it out tomorrow with you. So, because she was going off to some other Zoom meeting. So she rings me back 5 minutes later and says, I had to change the password yesterday, so I don't know what happened, but I had to change the password. Because that was the other thing. After I put the phone down on her, I went into TalkTalk and I've got her login used credentials in 1Password. And it was saying incorrect password. And I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here? Is it at their end? When she rings me back and you know, I'm thinking, no wonder. I can't log in if I've got the wrong password. So.
Parental support.
Yeah, parental support.
Yeah.
That was my little story.
I missed a bit there where Deb says, Mr. Deb was going over subscriptions and wanted to know if Matt Bites was a sub. No. No, with the answer to that.
See, Jonathan knows about Shell glasses, SO glasses.
They must have been going quite a while then, mustn't they?
Right.
I want treats and I want them now.
Look at that face.
Oh, it's a good girl.
Come on.
Now you're giddy. Daily check for mummy. Still not got COVID. In fact, these things are more pungent by the day. Right. Tripe stick for daddy and tripe stick for me. Right. Which has been given to doggy in pieces. She's a lucky girl.
You've got
your grandparents
your face,
collected
madam.
Them. You still have them. Use them for both. Up in that. Glasses were a big
face.
Thing, weren't they? But you could get other stuff, but glasses was one of the things. Oh, Anthony's quite right there. First thought, is that cladding safe? Well, whether it is or not, it looks absolutely not something I'd want to put up there. Do you remember when they used to laugh years and years ago? Not something I ever watched, but on Coronation Street, wasn't it Jack and Vera who had cladding?
I think so.
Only it was like fake brick.
Yeah.
This plastic square stuff today looks a heck of a lot worse. Right, give that back to Daddy. Then we'll take that one out. Right, we're going to need some more of these, aren't we? Because that's a red one. Right, that's a dentist stick. So give me a paw. High five. High five. Other paw. No, the left one. The left one. Give me that paw. I want the left one and you're not having it till I've had the left one. Oh, it's pitiful.
Don't be nasty to her.
What are you doing? We always do left paw first. Okay, we'll do the right one 3 million times. I've never seen her do that. She knows what we do. Barking mad girl. The cladding doesn't look safe, but, you know, for that price. But there again, sometimes price makes no difference, does it? No difference at all. Lola sounds starving again. Don't let her fool you. She is not starving. She just thinks she is. But she's not. South King County, Washington, the county where you live, 30% of the population has COVID. Wow, Kim, 30%. We've not been out of lockdown. Human nature says people would not stick to lockdown for that long. Totally agree. That's what's happening here. I mean, we're now in a tier four, which is stronger than the three we've been in since July. The only thing that was stronger than a tier four, and I'm not sure in what way it is. In fact, is a tier four the same as a national lockdown, only it's a local one? You put that away.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
In that case, you know, we've not been out. But you can tell from the amount of traffic. People are ignoring it. Totally ignoring it. There's also people just upping and offing on holiday because, you know, they don't fancy a tier four lockdown. So they just head off to the airport and fly somewhere else. And, I mean, why isn't the airport closed? Why have we not deployed the army at the airport? You can't come in, you can't go out. Eventually, COVID would die. I am still thinking if the Black Death disappeared in a certain number of years, COVID's going to be with us forever at this rate. Because people are just so stupid. And the vaccination thing, where we were pondering what happened to the people who had the first vaccination and had an appointment for their second one. Because we're now taking the Tony Blair approach, which is everyone's getting half a condom. That was how Mike explained it. Right? They've had cancellations. One was a doctor. Elderly guy, but a doctor in his heyday. And he'd got his appointment, and I think it was like the next day, and he gets this cancellation, and his wife says to him, what's the matter? She can see straight away, you know, he's got this letter in his hand, and he was really, really upset about it, and saying that they are guessing what the government have said, or the half the medics, and I do mean only half the medics, they're saying nobody caught COVID between the first vaccination and the second. But that's because in the trials, the vaccinations were 3 weeks apart. We haven't had time to trial whether anyone can catch it in 3 months, have we? But half the doctors are saying it'll be fine, don't worry about it. You know, half an aspirin will shift half your headache. The other half of the doctors are like, what are you doing? The only thing that has been tested is the efficacy between day one and day 21. But they're not doing that anymore. So I thought, as I'm watching it, they're saying there's a shortage of vaccine, so we're going to give everybody half. Lovely. It's like taking half an appendix out, isn't it? Or doing half a root canal. There you go. That'd work just as well, wouldn't it? Not. We're just going to have to wait and see because there's not enough vaccine. And I thought, well, we're in category 9 out of 10 for when we'll get it. And I feel like saying, do you know what? I'll wait until you've got 2 vaccines within 3 weeks. Thank you very much. If I want it at all. So that's where we're at over here. It's absolute insanity. Insanity. So an A&E doctor phoned into LBC radio station almost in tears, telling people to stay home. He had to decide who was getting treatment and who wasn't, and he didn't want to do that again. I'm not sure if that's the same. Was that the guy who said, Jonathan, if you go out, you've got blood on your hands? And I thought that's such a good way of wording it. But no one will take any notice. I don't know, Kim. I haven't heard from Kath. She might let us know tomorrow, but Joe's only getting it because he's in a particularly vulnerable category. I think the vulnerability tops the job that he's got, because the job he's got is part-time. But she mentioned a couple of weeks back, didn't she, when we were talking about presidential years and the fact that most of the presidents drop in their presidential year. Well, I think that started with a guy that we never knew. He actually died in saddle, as it were, as the president. I can't remember who took over from him, but whoever it was got cancer. And then the year after that, I think Chidge did it. And he made it until the last week. And the last week of the year he was president, he had a heart attack. And anybody less likely to have a heart attack, you would never find. The year after him, Who did it after him?
Bill.
Oh, now Bill was that laid back. He was horizontal, so no, he was fine. He was only a figurehead, you know, wasn't actually doing anything. But the year after that, the guy got cancer. And the year after him, Joe took over. Joe took over, picture of health. He took over in the middle of April. Went in for a medical checkup, just literally like, we'll just have a checkup every year, which is not something people tend to do in the UK. And went home absolutely reeling when they told him he needed a quadruple bypass within the next 10 days. So he had this quadruple bypass the middle of May. So that's why he's on the vulnerable list, because he has had a quadruple bypass. So I think it's criminal to give him one and then make him wait 3 months for the next one. But I don't know if he had it today or not. I guess I could ping Kath on the basis of I remembered the day it was New Year's Day. But Kath's in the middle of it as well. She had hers about 10 days later. So it's just carnos. It's complete chaos in this country. Oh, Jonathan's mum's getting her first jab on Monday. When's she having the second one, though, Jonathan? Is she going to need a 5-year diary for this? If you had the first one on the 21st, it might be a bit early. Which one's this? Joe. Joe had his 3 weeks to the day before the first. He was in the first week. So it was today he had his appointment, but whether it got cancelled or not, I don't know. It's just chaos. Why did they go through the approval testing if they're going to ignore it? I asked that myself, Paul. That was my first thought. When Tony Blair suggested it, I thought the man was an absolute muppet. You know, and plus the fact, who are you? You're an old prime minister and you were no great shakes when you were prime minister. So, you know, shut your flap and stop yapping. It seemed illogical. And I remember Pete was in the night we talked about it. And Pete was like, because I said, I don't know where he got his medical degree. We agreed Trumpton or Toy Town, one or the other. But it was just ridiculous. Pete thought it was ridiculous as well. Well, now it's actually happening. So Kim says the stupid Department of Health is just coming out with an app to determine when you can get the vaccine. Why wasn't this done ages ago? No idea of what they're doing. None of them have. I mean, that it's not track and trace. We just call it track and trace. Test and trace. It didn't work from day one. And I can't tell you the millions and millions of pounds that have been just thrown at companies who've sprung up since the whole pandemic thing. They're just throwing millions of pounds at them and they're just making off with it. The app is useless. But Boris says we've got a bright future. I think he's on acid most of the time. It is utterly ridiculous the way the whole thing's been handled. I mean, they have been saying for years and years, haven't they? There'll be a global pandemic one day. A global pandemic one day. Well, you know, you've been saying it for years. Why weren't you ready? And I don't know. And neither do they. It was the same guy who said you got blood on your hands. I hope someone takes some notice of him. I mean, you come out with something like that and maybe, you know, that gets headlines. But I don't think it will be taken on board by people who are selfish, because by definition, they're just not thinking. They are literally just saying, you know, well, I want to go out somewhere now. You know, the sales are on. Well, now they're not, because now we're in a tier four. Nothing's happening. Let me go down here. Anthony's Cat 4 agree you'd rather wait until you can have two vaccines 21 days apart. I'm concerned because I'm so allergic to penicillin for a start. And I feel there's not enough being said about who shouldn't have it. Everything's just, come and dance in the field of daisies. It's beautiful. And no one's actually saying, do you know what? If X, don't have it. I would much rather hear that than this just totally ignoring any potential issues. But if they've tested it 21 days apart, then that's how it should be given. End of. They're giving it to, by definition, if we've got this 10-tier thing going on, they're giving it to the most clinically vulnerable and using them as guinea pigs because it has not been tested 3 months apart. It could not be tested 3 months apart. What they're doing is testing it 3 months apart now, which is nothing short of criminal. It smacks of the experimentation that the Germans were up to. as far as I'm concerned, that should be illegal. If you've got this vaccine and it's supposed to be like, well, that's how it's given, and now you're doing it another way, you're experimenting on people. It's obscene. I don't know what people are thinking who've already had one. Now, the thing was, the other day, the first person in the UK to get it was an elderly lady. I think she was 90. Can't remember her name. She got her second jab. So she's been rolled out as like, she's had the first one, she's fine. She had the second one, she's fine. She's fine. But then they're changing the rules. So what do I care if she's fine or not? If you'd have said, well, you're not having it, come back in 3 months and we'll see if you're still fine. But that was too good a TV opportunity to miss, wasn't it? So there's a lot of politics being played with this. And I cannot be doing with that. Obscene. Right. She was given a second appointment in 3 weeks. Whether it gets changed between now and then, who knows? Well, she is NHS frontline. Wouldn't it make sense to give them theirs 3 weeks apart anyway? So they know that they're safe. Or as safe as anyone can be. Oh, the Australian one's the same. COVID tracking app, useless. A lot spent on it. You wouldn't think it could be that difficult because if you think about what we've heard up to now, you've got to be very careful online because people will stalk you. You've only got to post on Instagram and people know where you are. Well, maybe we should be using Instagram then to be tracking people because they're building apps that are apps that's their sole purpose and they're not doing that very well. But Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, yeah, know exactly where you are. You're on holiday, so go rob your house. Unbelievable. Someone should tell Boris exactly as it is. It will be the same with climate change as Anthony. Once it's too late, people will say they've been warning about climate change for decades. Exactly. With this at the moment, if they did shut the airports down, like at the very beginning, I mean, we did never shut the airports down, but, you know, travel was certainly less. No one was supposed to be travelling unless it was a dire emergency. The planet started healing itself. And I can't tell you the number of people I've seen today who yesterday and today on Facebook in particular, people have done like a long post about their year and their hopes for 2021. And it's like, it's been a diabolical year. And I thought, you know, it's a diabolical year if you look at it that way. It's been a diabolical year for some, but they're dead and their families are mourning. And you are on Facebook just moaning it's been a bad year, which it might not have been the best year, but, you know, you're still here to moan about it. So let's look at it from that perspective. But after I'd read all these things, without exception, everyone said, I'm going to travel like there's no tomorrow as soon as I can in 2021. And I'm like, but you'll kill the planet. No one's learnt the lesson. So either this won't go away or there'll be another one. But you heard it here first. There'll be some calamity to keep us at home until we start really rationalising. Do I need to go out? Do I need to go to, I don't know, Barbados? No, you don't. And certainly not 27 times a year. Until that happens, we've not learnt the lesson. Not learnt the lesson at all. The Washington State has the vaccine. They aren't vaccinating people because they haven't been given guidelines on who gets it. I mean, you'd think they'd had 9 months for this, wouldn't you? They know we would get a vaccine for 9 months. Why no guidelines? Exactly. That could be. That should have been their first job. Good evening, Tracy. Yes, Mike has had fun. Mike has had lots of fun in the snow, and so has Lola. She's been eating it. She's been playing with it. She's been running around in it. Oh, she's had a ball.
Thank you, Tracy.
I had an absolute ball. So, yeah, we're pretty much in chaos, aren't we, for the first day of the new year and no idea what's going on. We know what's going on, obviously, but those, the powers that be, who have the power to do anything about it, not a clue. Not a clue. Or as we say in the UK, not a Scoobies. Which is rhyming slang. Not a clue, as in not a Scooby-Doo. So not a clue. Not a Scoobies. There you go. Something new for you to play with, a Scoobies. Kim feels like she lives in the land of stupid. Kim, it extends right across the pond, that. We have a whole island nation of stupid here. the things they're coming out with are just idiotic. To me, there was kind of a contract. If you had that first vaccine and you were expected to have the second within 3 weeks, like I said, that's part performance of a contract. And I would just love someone to sue them on that. You took the first one on the basis you would be getting the second in 3 weeks, not 3 months. No one got infected in 3 weeks. No, but you've not tested 3 months, have you? And in the meanwhile, the kids are going back to school. What for? Can't they learn at home?
Schools are staying shut, aren't they?
No, only until the 18th. Schools were due to go back Monday. Then they said primary schools were going back on the 11th, which is a week later. But now they're saying the primary school's on the 18th. The secondary's on the 11th if you've got exams. It's chaotic. Well, you have to explain what Scooby-Doo is. A Scooby-Doo, right, we have a thing in the UK, mainly in London, to be honest. It's Cockney rhyming slang. So there's lots of it, isn't there, Mike? Mm. I'm trying to think now. Jam jar. So if you say I'm going out for a ride in the jam jar means car.
Apples and pears.
Yep, I'm going up the apples and pears to Bedlam, which means I'm going up the stairs, apples and pears, to bed. So there's loads of these things, but one of the more modern ones is Scoobies, which is Scooby-Doo rhymes with clue. So people say, I haven't got a Scoobies. And what they mean is, I haven't got a clue. Do you know, I pity anybody trying to learn English, really do. You come over here and then people read out that and you'd be like, what? There was one on my Facebook feed the other day.
There you go, Hank Morphin, Starfin.
Yeah, that's another one.
That's Lola, apparently.
Oh, Scooby-Doo was a cartoon. Yes, it was. And that's where it came from. So there's Scooby.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo.
Where are you? Yeah, that Velma and the Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And there was Scrappy-Doo as well. Scooby and Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy was a puppy. So that's where it came from. But it's just taking words that rhyme with something. And then that becomes the norm. There's loads of them in London. Some of them I don't even know. But the common ones you would know. Oh, there you go. What Jonathan wants to know what tomorrow's Brooklyn's theme is, Mike.
The theme is hopes, dreams and new beginnings.
And we have got, if you're joining us, Jonathan, first song, dedicating it to you. Rosie Lee, that's another one. Cup of tea. Yes, the first song, I can tell you straight off. It's not tenuous, is it, Mike? It's the fact that the group pronounce themselves one way, but they spell it the other way. So, hopes, dreams and new beginnings. Perfect song for 2021. Things Can Only Get Better by Dee Ream, which is Dream. And you requested that a good few months ago. So I thought perfect song to go in with and dedicate it to you. Yes, Whistle and Flute, that's another one. Oh, you've got a whole list there, Jonathan. Excellent. My dad used to use them a lot, much to my mother's annoyance. It's just the way people are in the UK. We know they're barking to start with. But yeah. Oh, yes, there we go. I've not heard a Basin of Gravy for Baby. I've heard of Army and Navy. Bees and Honey for Money. I've heard the other one. Isn't it a pony or something?
I've heard of pony.
Is a pony 100? Something like so. That. Oh, there you go. Clever Mike means bike.
What about Magic Mike?
That means something wholly different. Oh, some of these are unbelievable. Days are dawning means it's morning. I'm trying to think of the ones that I've seen and actually heard used. Not many of them, to be honest. No, many of these I've never actually heard used. And they do get, like, they shorten them even more. So if you've got oily rag, which means a fag, which means a cigarette, they'll end up shortening that to if you've got an oily or something like that. So it must be nigh on impossible for people to follow along a conversation if they've learnt English as a second language. I swear it must be diabolical. I'm trying to find one that I've heard on EastEnders. Because I, you know, may have seen like one episode of EastEnders about 25 years ago. No. No, most of those I haven't heard. That's a great list, Jonathan.
That's a great one from Anthony.
Kupa with a K in Polish means poo. Oh, excellent.
You have to read the...
Do you want a kupa? Smiling pile of poo.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Let's have a look. Oh, Jonathan loves that song. Excellent. Excellent. And Anthony's mum used to work in a nursing home. Ah, this is where it turns out Kupa means I'm with you now. Oh, I'm loving that. Used to work in a nursing home. She asked one of the Polish nurses how she was getting on. And she said everyone was very nice, but kept asking her if she wanted to go to the toilet. Because Kupa in Polish means poo. Poor girl. This is what I mean. Honest to God, what are we like? I honestly don't know how people follow along. Is it the same in other languages? Tracy would know. You know, if you actually learnt all the words in Spanish, would you still not be able to follow along because they're doing silly things with them like this? Or is it just the UK where we're absolutely barking mad? Oh, I'm loving that story, though. The smiling pile of poo icon will never be the same again. Oh, Kim rang the new year in watching Keeping Up Appearances. Now, she would never use slang, would she? Hyacinth, good old Hyacinth. My mum loathed that programme because she couldn't get over Onslow. She just could not watch Onslow. And yet, you know, in real life, the actor was a really smart guy.
He's dead, isn't he?
He died, yeah, unfortunately. He was in, what was the other one?
Corrie.
No. He was in Corrie. He was Stan Ogden's mate, wasn't he?
Mm.
No, he was in another one. Heartbeat.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Didn't he take over from the other one who was in it who died? Is it Bill Maynard? No, he was another one.
Mm.
He, whenever he played a part, he always looked like a homeless person. But when you actually saw him interviewed as him, oh my word, really, really smart guy. And you would barely recognise him. Another one like that is Charles Dale. You know, the one who was in The Lakes,
yeah.
And then Casualty.
Chef.
He came to Old Trafford and he came with I don't know what he was in at the time. Probably Coronation Street, wasn't it? Because he was in that.
Mm.
Played a love interest of somebody. He probably came along with half the cast of Coronation Street. And they came in and they looked pretty normal. And I'm looking at this guy, beautiful camel coat, really smart guy. You could see your face in his shoes. And I'm thinking, well, who's he? Who does he play? And he turned around and I thought, good grief, that's Charles Dale. Wow. Scrubs up well. Scrubs up well is what I would say. Tracy thinks it's just the Cockneys with the gibberish. It does make life very, very complicated. But then it's like listening to kids, isn't it? One of the programmes you used to like, Mike, was the one in the prison. Bad Girls. And in that, wasn't it always in it?
Yeah.
Every sentence ended in it. And you're like, what exactly does that mean? I know it's short form for isn't it, but the way it was used, it was out of context, completely out of context. But apparently that's the way they speak. It's like gangster rap as far as I'm concerned. I can't follow along with it. Oh, Jonathan's got a meme here. See you later, alligator. Now that one, that one translates very well. We have that one as well. See you later, alligator, in a wild crocodile. Onslow's your favourite character. He's a very good actor. When you see him as he is. I'll tell you somebody else who was like that for me. I had never seen Andrew Sachs other than in Fawlty Towers, where he was kind of, he was playing a Spanish character. I just didn't know. I couldn't even have told you his name. I was less than 10. But to me, he was like a small, hunched over character who forever spoke with a Spanish accent. When I saw him being interviewed, I said, there's no way that's him. There is no way that's him. And yet, It was. Some people can just, they seem to physically change when they take on a role. And he was lovely. Is that the COVID marshals? The seven people outside my house, definitely more than 6 years, but no, not a family. It's a must stop. Do you know, we actually, Jonathan, I feel we need more than her. Oh, I didn't know he was Mexican. I did not know that. In Spain, Manuel is Mexican. Do you mean the was he playing a Spanish character or was he playing a Mexican character? I don't know. To me, it sounded Spanish. Didn't he say he came from Barcelona?
Yeah.
He said Barcelona a lot. And there was Basil the Rat. That was the other bit I remember. But I didn't particularly see those shows when they were first broadcast, so I don't know. But I saw him in something else. Oh, what was it called? The one with George Cole naked on the bed, which blew my mind. Oh, can't remember the name of the author either.
Don't know.
No, I know who it was. Another one who literally changes when you look at him. The one who played Hercule Poirot.
Suchet.
David Suchet. And I know he put a lot of research into it, an absolute lot of research. But again, when you see him as he is and you see the character, not him at all. I know what it was called, Blot on the Landscape. If you saw him in Blot on the Landscape, again, I'm like, that's not him. It's definitely not him. And yet it was. Let me see if I can get a picture of him in Blot on the Landscape. I mean, now I've told you who it is, you might recognise it. That was him in Blot on the Landscape. Just crazy as far as I'm going. Webb P will be the death of me. Webb P is hideous. Don't give me Webb P images. Let's see. Right, that one's not a Webb P. Actually, there's two in here. There's two of him in the same show. That's the first one of him in Blot on the Landscape. Let's get that one in. And there's another one of him in the same show. And considering that the glasses look very similar, just like a totally different guy. And of course, he was speaking incredibly differently as well, which just added to it. You're spot on, Anthony. I mentioned that to Mike. That you go on YouTube and every other word is dope. You know, this new camera, dope. And it's not just dope, it's the way they say it, dope. And the first time I heard it, I thought, dope, is that good or is that bad? And I had to go to the Urban Dictionary and I Google it, which is never a good place to be. Urban Dictionary, don't go there. Leave it alone. Yeah, keep away. I swear to God, everything in Urban Dictionary has some kind of weird sexual connotation to it. So leave it alone. Now, I did mention George Cole being tied naked to the bed. He was in several scenes. This one, he's not actually naked, which is probably just as well. Let me see if I can get that uploaded. I think that's the link. I'm not sure if that caught. It hovered over the Devon Think icon. I know it's a tiny picture, but he was into kind of faux S&M. So he was tied to the bed, and in that one, he's dressed up like a baby. Absolutely. What an actor to be able to do that. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? We were discussing you earlier when we talked about the Tony Blair thing. Let's spread it over 3 months, and now they're spreading it over 3 months. I said that's criminal. And everyone else thinks it's a little bit off. Has it been tested? We don't think it has. To be effective with a 3 month gap. Because what they said was, and I quote, when there was a 3 week gap, nobody caught it in the 3 weeks. So we'll just extend it to 3 months and it'll all be fine. And we're looking at this highly sceptically. This is not the way, may I say, to get a high uptake on your vaccine. It's not. Why does Tony Blair still have influence? Well, in my mind, he never had any influence, but obviously as Prime Minister, he had some. Because he puts himself out there to be interviewed as if he has some kind of influence. I think he's got some kind of, either he works for like a lobby company, or it's his lobby company. But basically, he wants to pull the strings from behind the scenes. And that was part of that. I think it's still a very bad idea, but I'm not medically qualified either. I'm just sat on the sidelines watching it, thinking, if you've tested it 3 weeks apart, can we just do that? Because that's what you've tested and that's what you're saying is working. See, Pete agrees with me, and Pete is medically qualified. Should not be spreading it over 3 months. No data on effectiveness and consent for treatment was based on 2 injections 2 weeks apart. That I said that as well, didn't I?
You did.
Part performance of a contract, that. I want someone to sue someone, Pete. Just for the fun of it. So this is a retrospective change of consent, ethically very dubious. Totally, totally agree, Pete. Couldn't agree more. I've seen things on the news where people, one was a doctor, he was a GP in his day, he's retired now, and he'd had his first vaccination, I presume he's in the vulnerable category, and he stood at the front door with a letter in his hand, and his wife says, what's the matter? And she can tell something's the matter, and they've cancelled his second injection and made him wait 3 months. And he is not happy, not happy at all. Maybe he could be the one that sues. I don't see how you can give someone one injection on the promise of giving them another one 3 weeks later and then change the rules. In law, you cannot do that. Now, whether they've got some kind of caveat or rider over the top of it, because, you know, they're the NHS and they can do what they like, I don't know. But if it was anybody else, taking that first injection was based on taking the second one 2 to 3 weeks later. And that's what should be happening. And it's not. Which is criminal. This is just going to rumble on for months and months, I'm telling you. But you know what? Never mind. We might get to our first birthday. That will be one heck of a party, won't it? Let's just say that. One heck of a party. Sort of like the Obamas and Clintons. Yes, exactly like that. Just can't seem to let go of power. But having had a taste of power in terms of you are the figurehead with the power, they then realise that the true power is behind the throne. Another one who did that was William Hague in the Tory party. He did get to be leader in the end, but he realised, and he actually, you know, when he got booted out, which he did, he was never prime minister, was he? No. I think he was in the time of Blair. When he left and went back to the backbenches, he said, actually, you've got far more power and influence on the backbenches than you do as either leader or prime minister. And I think that's what a lot of these people who have been president or prime minister discover. And then they start pulling the strings in the background. But there are people who are MPs who are medically qualified. Liam Fox is one, isn't he?
Mm.
It's Dr. Liam Fox, and I think it's a medical doctor. If it was somebody with a medical qualification, then I might listen to what you've got to say. But Tony Blair? Really? No, I'm not going to listen to a blind word he's got to say. Jonathan, you say that, but... we won't hear any more about Brexit. We got away lightly with it, but only because of the COVID thing. Just imagine what the last year would have been like if every single word on the news was Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. There would have been murder. You know, people would have murdered other people. They'd be that stressed. Pete spent most of the day trying to educate COVID deniers. You are now drinking heavily. Are the two related at all, Pete? Who is still denying COVID? I can't understand that. The number of people that we know... I mean, there was another two the other day, wasn't there? You said so-and-so and his wife has got it. And I said, but I would have thought, you know, why are they... How? How have they got it? It wouldn't have been... They didn't pick it up at Christmas. They were diagnosed with it, like Boxing Day. So it wasn't the Christmas thing. And we were in lockdown until the 2nd of December. And then we went into a Tier 3 lockdown. So where have they been? How have they caught it? They're retired. They're not exactly frontline NHS. I can't understand it. How they have managed to expose themselves, I don't know. But, I mean, we're not even doing the shopping, are we? We get the shopping delivered and then the shopping's washed. Kim's taught as well.
True.
I don't think it's worth going shopping. But if it got to the point where, you know, you put your order in and you don't get back what you'd like and you might be tempted to go out and buy it, I'd just say to Mike, no, we just on the order, put some tins of beans on and put some bread on that we can freeze, gluten-free bread. And we'll live on that if things get rough, rather than go out. Because if I go out and I catch it and I give it Mike, or Mike gives it me, and then we give it somebody else, then however we respond to it, someone's going to end up needing Pete's care, and Pete's far too busy for all of that. It's ridiculous. What do we all say? Stay home and read a book. I need to get my stats together for the year, don't I? My reading stats for the year. That'll be good. Brexit will rear its ugly head again, Jonathan. It's bound to. Apparently, to get out of the country, you can't have a passport. You need at least 6 months left on your passport. Whereas all you needed before was the passport to be valid for the duration of the trip. And however long the passport is, it can't have been... There's something to do with 10 years in it. And I read it four times and I'm still not sure what it meant. But I looked at it and I thought, well, my last passport expired in 2015 and I'm not going anywhere. So I left it alone. The reason I left it alone was I thought there's no point once the Brexit thing happened, you know, going to get a new passport and then it being the wrong passport and then you've got to buy another passport. So I thought, well, I'm not going anywhere anyway, so it doesn't matter. So mine's 2015. I would need the doctor to say I was who I said I was. But then she's not seen me since I was at school, really. That leaves the priest. And he's not seen me since all of this started, so I don't know. Good job I'm not planning on going anywhere. Anytime soon, isn't it? Let's go up here. Seems the politicians thought they know more than experts. Who would have thought it? Yeah, it's surprising, isn't it, Paul? Very surprising. Not. And Kim says, when your term's over, go home and get a real job. Totally agree. But they do start to influence in the background. Another thing they do, without exception, is to create some kind of charity thing. And if you think about it, that's exactly what Harry and Meghan have done. They've come out with their plan for the year. Make the world a better place or something like that. Like, okay, whatever. Fox is a GP and contender for Britain's biggest medically qualified idiots. Well, if he's medically qualified and an idiot, can you imagine how bad Tony Blair is? We don't know. We have not had it confirmed that Tony Blair has got a first aid certificate from the Scouts, much less a medical degree. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So Tracy, because of Brexit, needs to get an identity card and Mr. T take out RAC travel to go to the UK. It's crazy, isn't it? An identity card as a foreigner there. We've got a friend who had dual nationality, I think. She, well, I don't know if it's nationality. Applied for residency in Greece as a resident by buying property. And you can do some kind of magic with the paperwork, basically, but it's all in Greek. And when she tells you what Greece is like for paperwork, it's unbelievable. But that's rather sad, isn't it? You'd think a passport would do, but... Jonathan's got another 7 years left on his. You weren't thinking of using it in those 7 years, were you, Jonathan? Just asking. Oh, right. Pete's got a degree of idiocy to share with us. Let's have a look at this one. What kind of COVID idiot have we got here? Right, I'm opening it. Right, is this Matthew Lee? Hundreds of maskless drunk people in huge groups shouting COVID is a hoax, literally outside the building where hundreds are sick and dying. Why do people still not realise that? That is just, there are no words, no words. I mean, why would you be hanging around a hospital anyway? Isn't that the hospital where Boris was? Is it St Thomas's? Yeah. Boris was there. What kind of idiots are these people? Could we not just take them in and experiment on them? Is that still frowned upon? Or do you think we'd get away with it, Pete? On the grounds that they're brain dead to start with. Yeah, I think we could do that. I don't see why not. Just change the rules. You've got charities are a way to pay their families large sums of money for just breathing. You wouldn't contribute to any of them. Exactly. The charity aspect of it does give them a bit of kudos. And they can do things financially they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. You don't think you'll have to worry about job security for a while? I think Pete could be set for life. I just hope you get your jab sooner rather than later. Jonathan's mum's got hers lined up. Oh, maybe you could share jabs, you know, because, you know, if you can wait 3 months, maybe Mummy Isaacs could just take half and give you the other half. And, you know, that's fine. I know it's not been tested, but never mind. Tony Blair says it's fine. So you could do that. Have a word with Jonathan. In fact, Jonathan, could it be a situation where she could split it up between all of us? And then we've all had a tiny bit. Oh, my God. I need to lie down. I do. I need to lie down at the idiocy of it all. Can't we shoot these people? Can we send the army in? Literally, just round them up and use them as guinea pigs. Look at the age of them. And to give the hospital staff any grief is unbelievable. I really think they need to be dragged in and actually see somebody dying on a ventilator. And even then, are they that stupid? They wouldn't want that. Because there was a couple, and they were deniers. An older couple, you know, you'd think they'd know better. Not kids. And they both got it. And I think she survived, but he died. And she said afterwards, you know, this thing is real. And I was on a ventilator and it was horrible. She said it was like having your head out of the car window with oxygen, you know, air being forced inside you. And it felt like you were going to explode. And she was a denier. And she said, you know, I was a denier. This thing is real. It's happening. You've got to listen to people who've actually suffered that, haven't you? And medical staff who are saying this is bad. We're doing our bit for you, Pete. It seems so negative in a way that all we're doing is not going out. But that's all we can do. We can't really do anything else other than not go out. And we've been very successful at not going out, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to be over a year. There you go. Last week's Tonight special on evangelistic charities. Absolutely hilarious. Oh, I'll have to watch that. Last week's Tonight special. Yeah, I can get that on... never mind where I can get that, but I can get that. I can download that, Pete. I will download it and see it later. Don't give them ideas. No, well, they don't need any more ideas, do they? Absolutely not. I just cannot believe. That's all I need to do. Just stay in. I'm being very good at that, Pete. Do you know what I didn't realise? How difficult everybody else would find it. I cannot understand that. There are no words for how difficult other people find it. But literally not going out. If the post comes in, it goes in into the COVID cave. An idea borrowed from Kim. So all the post goes in the COVID cave. The food is washed. The outside packages. Tell you what, we have spent a fortune on baby wipes. Clean the door handle, clean this, clean that. And then, of course, there's our hoard. And I do mean hoard. I think we've got 5 or 6 5-litre bottles of hand sanitizer, just in case. We couldn't get soap at the beginning of the crisis, so we got washing up liquid. It smells fabulous, and I don't really want to go back to bathroom soap. But it froths up nicely. So, yeah, everything is cleaned. Everything's cleaner than it ever was before. If everyone could do that properly for 3 weeks solid, it'd be over. That's what I thought at the beginning. People were getting edgy at the end of the 3 weeks of like, well, what's happening? When's it going to be over? And I thought, oh, for God's sake, give us another 3 weeks. And then halfway through the second 3 weeks, it was like people were really angsty. And I thought, we need at least 12. And it just kind of petered out. And then obviously in the summer, it dropped like a stone. And then just shot off in September. So we were actually thinking in September, by the end of August, the figures had got so low, it was like, well, kind of maroons come to a natural end because it's that low. And then I said, yeah, but there's a second wave, you know, everyone says it'll happen. But it seemed to happen overnight. It seemed to go from not many people are talking about COVID anymore to, oh, my word. And it just shot off. But I agree, I cannot understand why anybody needs to leave the house apart from, you know, the key workers. And if there was only the key workers leaving the house, it would be safer for the key workers as well. But the fact you can leave the house to protest, somebody wants to do something about that. It's quick, smart. Oh, Anthony got an iMessage from somebody at work, which included the line, "I've not been out for 3 days because of the weather." You thought I've not been out other than hospital appointments since March. Yeah. Think of it that as an IQ test, Anthony. You passed. Flying colours. Them? Less so. Less so. Oh. Didn't lock down properly. If they did, only safety critical personnel went to work and everyone else stayed in. Didn't mix. It couldn't spread. I thought it might actually have gone that way. I expected, you know, that no one would want to go out, that they'd have the intelligence to stay in. And you're right. That Cummings blow, absolute moron. And the fact that Boris kept him on is even worse. I see we've got fireworks again.
Mm.
I presume this is going to go on all week. Kim's only gone groceries, doctors and walked the dog. Well, Mike's done the dog walking. I ventured past the garden gate once. But it's all right, Pete, don't panic. I had the hedge trimmers in my hand. And when I say hedge trimmers, they're like 4 foot long. No one came anywhere near me. Not within like 50 yards. Because I hadn't been out and done it that for that long. It was like it was flying all over the place. I was very careful because I didn't want a trip to A&E either. But that's as far as I've been. Does anyone know where an MP3 goes on the iPhone if you save it from iMessages? I'd have thought the music app. Possibly files. It's on there somewhere. If you've got iMazing or PhoneView, you may find it there. So glad Cummings got a 40 grand pay rise for his efforts. Yeah, if you could possibly tell me what they were, Pete, then I could evaluate it. But I've no idea what he did. Man was a Muppet. A Muppet. He'll have a book out before the end of 2021. Well, that'll be handy, won't it, Jonathan? You know, just in time for the toilet roll shortage. We can all buy one. Absolutely fine. See, he's doing his bit. There you go. Right, we've got the 1080p thing to sort out. The slides aren't finished. I've no idea what I'm demoing. And I need to write 2 emails. So, if we could just stop time for the next, you know, 3 hours. Fit 3 hours into the next 40 minutes, I'll be fine. Other than that, though, we will see you at 9 o'clock on YouTube. Bet Jonathan's already been there, hasn't he? He'll want to be the first in 2021. But for the moment, Pete says, don't get me started on doctor books. People need to be shot. Pete's taking my approach. I find myself saying that regularly, many, many times a day. There's far too many of them, in my opinion. Why aren't they doctoring patients instead of writing books? But I don't know. You forgot it was Friday. Pete, you've been a busy boy. A busy, busy boy. It is Friday. We'll be back with you at 9 o'clock. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.